little message this morning, and I'd like to start in Daniel, scripture that we read the other day. Daniel, the 12th chapter. 12th chapter and the 9th verse. And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." Verse 10, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." I want to talk about this thought a little bit about being tried. He said, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." And the scriptures bear that out, that we will be tried. Now, overall, I believe the Lord, he's good in the bad times and good in the good too. I think you look overall the course of a person's life that's living for the Lord, it's a good. But even in the bad times, over the course of life, there's mountaintop views, mountain panoramas. You look down and see the valley. I love being able to go up mountains and look through the valleys. Beautiful, beautiful to behold. But then there's valley times of life too. There's times when we walk through the valley, and those are difficult times. But he said, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried." I want to look at a familiar scripture in Job, the 23rd chapter. It said, "Then Job answered and said, 'Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments.'" Did Job do that? When the Lord answered him in the whirlwind? No. He said, "I put my hand to my mouth. I have no words to say." But at this point, he had some arguments. He had some things that he wanted explained. And I think we all do. He said, "I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him. So should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. I was thinking about we don't experience, or many people have not experienced what Job experienced, maybe over the course of a lifetime, but Job went through rather quickly. A lot of those things came up on him pretty fast. But he couldn't find, it was like he couldn't find the Lord, and he had been serving the Lord, and he had questions. Lord, what did I do wrong? Where did I mess up? What's happening? What's going on here? We know he had questions. We know he had some arguments he wanted to bring before God. But Job kept his faith in God. He kept his faith in the Lord, though he didn't understand everything. And I think many times we won't understand everything either. But we want to keep our faith. He couldn't feel God. He couldn't see God. He looked like God had forsaken him. But in those times is when we want to hold on to faith. There's a song that we used to sing. I haven't heard it in a while, but it says, "You talk of faith when you're up on the mountains, and life is at its best. But it's in the valley of trials and temptations that faith is really put to the test." These scriptures bring out that our faith is going to be tried. Job's faith was going to be tried. His wife's faith was tried. And she failed. She failed the test. She didn't pass the test. She told him, "Curse God and die." You're going to hold on to your integrity after all this? Curse God and die. But Job purposed in his heart to hold on to the life of faith and believe, continue to believe in the love of God when he didn't see the love of God. Continue to believe in the promises of God when he wasn't seeing them fulfilled in his life. To continue to seek after God. And through all those things, it said, God maketh my heart soft. There's a illustration of the fire. He says, "When he has tried me, I shall come forth." Let's see, that was in verse 10. "He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Somehow Job, he was able to hold on to faith through all of the negatives, all the disappointments, all the backwardness of things that he was going through. He held on to the commandments. He held on to the scriptures, whatever he had at that time. He said, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips." He held on to what he knew and believed was right, despite of all of his emotions, despite of all of his hurts, despite of all of his feelings. I believe Job was a chosen vessel. I believe the Lord chose him to suffer for our encouragement, for our strength. When times that we go through hard and difficult places and we don't feel God and we don't feel answers to prayer, our faith is being tried. But it can come if we hold on to faith and we see the end of the Lord. It turns out to be gold. It turns out to be something very valuable in our lives. There's another scripture we'll probably read a little bit later in the Revelations, but he said, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire." And I thought, well, how do we do that? How do we buy gold of the Lord that's been tried in the fire? And I believe it's by holding on to faith and confidence in God when He allows us to go through the fire. It's holding on to the way of faith. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried. 1 Peter, I want to look at 1 Peter, the first chapter. You know, sometimes we forget. Let's see here, 1 Peter, the third chapter. First chapter. In the third verse, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." That's what we're living for that inheritance. We're living to be able to see the Lord in peace. He goes on, he says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Temptations represents a lot of things. It can be any kind of trouble, difficulty, hardship, persecution. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, if we hold on to faith, if we hold on to the Scriptures, we hold on to God, there's going to be an inheritance incorruptible when the Lord appears. We're going to be in good standing, good shape, if we hold on to faith. He said, "Whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." Also, 1 Peter 4 and 12, he says, "Beloved, think it not strange." That stood out to me. Think it not strange. Because sometimes it's easy to question. Sometimes it's easy to be caught off guard. not remembering that the Lord's going to purify His people and we're going to be, our faith is going to be tried and tested. And there are so many avenues the Lord does to use that. He uses afflictions. You know, we seem to be very afflicted as a people. There's a lot of afflictions. The tract just before Jesus comes mentions that, and I'm not for sure how he got that understanding, but he said our bodies will be afflicted. He said that's the atmosphere, the thing, but God uses those afflictions for the perfection of our faith, for the strength of our faith. So we want to not think it strange. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Now sometimes things can kind of hit like a whirlwind, like Job's, and it's like, wow, where did that come from? Boom. You ever hit your head at kind of where you saw stars? You think, what happened? Where'd that come from? Well, spiritually, sometimes that happens. Sometimes we can see stars spiritually. Kind of get dizzy and disoriented and not sure which way's up, which way's down. But he said, rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. It's going to mean something for us to hold fast to faith, to hold fast to the Lord in faith and believing when all these things seem like they're coming against us, that things are going contrary. We want to hold fast to faith what we know the Lord has given and revealed. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is try you. I'm not for sure where I read it. It might have been Fox's Book of Martyrs, but the Apostle Peter was there when they took his wife to be persecuted. And his last words to her was, remember the Lord. That was his last words that he spoke to his wife. Remember the Lord. You know, the martyrs, they went through great persecution, great difficulty. Their faith was challenged. Their faith was tried. Many of them were persecuted. They were imprisoned. It seems kind of great compared to maybe some of the things that we go through. And I'm sure there were probably some that gave up their faith. There was probably some that quit. But there were others that held on to faith. And that's what we want to do today. We want to hold on to faith, knowing that we're going to be tried. You know, when the fire has a way of heating things up, testing things. Things can come to the surface that we didn't really know was there when the fire is turned up. Maybe we think we might have been okay. and the heat gets turned up, and the Lord can help us to see things maybe that we didn't see before. But He's a faithful God. He promised not to let us go through more or be tempted above what we're able to bear, but He would with the temptation make a way of escape. But we want to have it in the back of our minds and our hearts that the church is tried. It's the people of God are going to be tried. They're going to be tested. They're going to be difficulties and things. I noticed the scripture Brother Galen mentioned this morning. He said He set the wicked in slippery places. There's one song that says, "Farther along we'll understand all about it." He talks about, well, that's what talks about that scripture Brother Galen brought out, Psalm 73, about the prosperity of the wicked. The song "Farther Along" says, brings that thought out too. The wicked prosper year after year. And yet sometimes the children of God suffer and go through hard and difficult things. It can be financial, it can be physical, it can be temporal, emotional. It can be any way that the fire can affect us in many different avenues and ways. But we want to hold on to faith and confidence in God and believe. Continue to believe in the Lord's love. Continue to believe in God's goodness, in God's mercy, in God's judgment and His righteousness. Continue to believe and hold on to those things. When our feelings and our emotions tell us you should have quit a long time ago. that's a trick of the devil, the enemy. We want to hold on fast to faith. I'd like to get Revelations, the second chapter. Verse 8 says, "Unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich." That stood out to me. He said, "I know your works. I know your tribulation. I know your poverty." But He said, "You're rich." Sometimes we don't maybe feel very rich, but we're rich in faith. The gold that's being worked and polished in our lives. You know, you see the billionaires of the world, and you see the... I wouldn't want to trade places with them today. With Bill Gates. I wouldn't trade places with him. All the land that he has, all the stocks, all the billions and billions of dollars. You know, my soul would have a hard time getting into heaven with those kind of riches. But I wouldn't want to trade him places. I believe the Lord has me right where He wants me. I know thy tribulation, thy poverty, but you're rich. Because you believe in me. You trust in me. One of these days, that inheritance will have streets of gold. That's not little few little gold coins. It talks about streets of gold. Gates of pearl. We'll have our riches there. He says, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. We could put the word in for Christians. And I don't think it would harm the scripture. There's a lot of people professing Christianity today that are not Christian. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The second death is being eternally separated from God. But he said, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Another scripture, I believe John mentioned, says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Holding on to faith, holding on to confidence in God. It says 10 days, that's probably prophetic time. That probably equates to 10 years. He said, you may be tried, you shall have tribulation 10 days, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So Lord, help us to recognize that we're going to be tried, we're going to be go through difficult things, and I believe the Lord prepares us. I believe the Lord is helping us and strengthening us. And I believe He will. There's another scripture in Hebrews, I believe it talks about. It says, cast not away your confidence. Or that, I believe we could put the word faith. Cast not away your faith, which hath great recompense. Recompense as great recompense of reward. You know, the Lord is going to reward. We're being rewarded in this life, even though maybe we don't feel it. He maketh my heart soft. We're gaining in humility. We're gaining in trust. We're gaining in courage. We're gaining in strength. Sometimes we don't maybe feel that all together, but it is a growth in the spiritual life. We are gaining some things from being tried through the fire. And we want to know that the Lord will bring us out and He'll help us. He'll strengthen us. But in the trial, let's continue to believe that the Lord answers prayer. You know, there's times when it feels like the Lord is not hearing. It feels like the Lord is not. Sometimes, Vanessa's for one thing. That Vanessa is like she got a touch and then all of a sudden she went backwards. Brother Tony Sanchez, the same thing. He felt he testified the healing, and now it looks like he's worse. I don't have the answer to all those things, but I know that we are going to be tried. we are going to be tested, and Lord, help us to maintain a faith in those times and a belief. If the enemy can cut off our faith completely, it hinders one of the scriptures that we read. It talked about, I believe it was in 1 Peter, it says, we are kept by the power of God through faith. You know, the devil wants to shut down our faith. Yeah, who are kept, 1 Peter 1, 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith. If he can shut our faith down, that keeps us from being able to receive what God does want to give us. But if we can hold on to fast, to faith, it will be recompensed. In time, it will be recompensed in our character, our life for God, and it will be recompensed in eternity. The Lord is going to be well worth it. I don't know, you know, Brother Galen mentioned about the armor of God, and towards the closing of that scripture, it said, above all, taking the shield of faith. We want to hold on to that shield of faith. It'll probably have some holes in it. It'll probably have some dents, some creases. But let's hold on to the shield of faith, that trust and that confidence that God, just like Job did, that the Lord will see us through. He said, don't think it strange. We want to expect. It's not a strange thing. We want to have an expectation, a knowledge in the back that I will be tried. I will be tried by fire. Lord, encourage us today and to help us to hold on to faith and confidence in God, and the Lord will see us through. There'll be a great reward. And I think there's another song we sing, and I don't really have the tune, but it talked about, mentions what will be in glory will be far more enjoyed for the distresses that was here. You know, in the human, it's natural to pray. Jesus prayed that way. Remove this cup. You know, our human has a tendency to draw back from difficult circumstances, difficult things. That's natural. But we want to accept what's appointed for us. Job, he mentioned, he said, the things that were appointed for me. We all have things that are appointed for us. And we want to be faithful through those. And I believe heaven will be richer for the things we experienced here and holding on to faith through that. I believe it will be far, far richer. Pray for me. I want to be faithful to God. I want to hold on.